This is How to Human, Season 2, Episode 7. In this episode, I'm going to talk about how I think the policing of speech will play out. In general, I'm talking about progressives here. Conservatives do this too, but the modern movement to constrain speech in the way that I'm referencing is coming from the political left, those who are looking for a perfectionistic idea of how we speak, in that generally, we don't hurt people's feelings. It is through the greater good that people's feelings are protected by limiting other people's ability to say things that could be hurtful. I made a small list. Here's some things that came up today in a conversation. The idea that Justin Timberlake is a cultural appropriator is an idea from the progressive left, and ideas to push back against that would not be heard because you wouldn't be part of the morally superior group that is saying that it's a problem. So there's a shutting down of discourse around it. The idea that Adele looks better skinny, that is not something that you could say out loud. The idea that we don't live in a tyrannical patriarchy, that is not an idea or concept willing to be considered. It could be debated, but it is taken as fact by a certain faction of people, and the debate is closed. That's really the point, the debate being closed. And we're not willing to hear any more on it because the debate is over. Because you don't have sufficient understanding of our emotional perspective. I heard an interview with Tim Pool on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he noted that the media is on the coasts of the United States, as are generally the more progressive people and colleges and universities that are hotbeds for this kind of thinking. And so the media is in these environments and fed from the people who live there. So it assumes that's the general consensus of people. If you live in New York, you're gonna have New York values. If you live in LA, you're gonna have LA values. And the divide will grow as progressives, with their perceived moral majority, continue to double down on these ideas. And their ideas are based on feelings. They are driven by what they feel is the moral thing to do and think. The problem is that feelings are generally an indicator of a problem, and they're correct about that. If people's feelings are hurt, there's a problem. But we don't use feelings to solve problems always. There has to be a logical element in there in the long term that will create a sustainable solution. And so what I predict is that liberals, those on the left side of the political spectrum, will continue to walk on eggshells and be deferential to the progressives, because those who don't agree with those who consider themselves moral are necessarily immoral by those who consider themselves moral. So people will either pretend to or eventually force themselves to believe the ideas of the most moral, and I put that in quote, people that agree with them. And what we'll eventually be waiting for, hopefully, is a McCarthy moment, a Joe McCarthy moment, where someone says, quote, "Have you no sense of decency?" as debate gets shut down. So how is this eventually going to play out beyond the hope that somebody says, "Have you no sense of decency?" I think the indoctrination will continue, because I think that's part of it. People are more emotional. Therefore, they use more emotions when deciding how they feel about things. And that's culturally constructed. So as we create more people and use an education system that will create a balance of logic and emotion that is more emotion heavy, people will be more drawn to the idea of this line of thinking, this very progressive, very social justice focused, shut down debate. If people don't agree with you, I'm the moral majority, therefore your opinion doesn't matter. That kind of thinking will continue and grow. So as the number of people grow, so will the number of voters who think that way. And so they will vote themselves into office eventually and take over. They will eventually take over their party. If we're in a two-party system, if we're talking about the United States, there's the left and the right. And they will take over the left, and then they will go into an election where it is one or the other, and they will eventually win. And they'll hold office until people are so frustrated they voted another strong man, like they did in 2016. And this is my prediction. It's going out on a limb a little bit. He will be so antithetical to the values of this country that there will be a coup. And we will end up in, for a temporary period of time, a military dictatorship until things can settle down. Maybe that's a bit out there, and who knows what I'm talking about. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. That could, I made all that up, of course, but that could happen. That is a reasonable thing that I can see based on where we're going. And that's the end of this episode of How to Human. If you like this podcast, give it 5 stars. If you have any comments or death threats, please send those to howtohumancdt@gmail.com. And I'll talk to you next time.